subject, my husband keeps hurting me, but I can't help but stay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I love my husband, I really do, but every time he's in a bad mood, he seems to take it out on me. I have a kitchen fork scar on my left leg, and I'm tired of making excuses for his faults. He's the first and only man I've loved. I can't seem to let go. I really need help and guidance. What should I do? He feels it's time to have kids, but I'm scared that he might beat them as well. My mother-in-law says he's no good, but I love him, so I can't listen to her. I have no one to turn to but him. My parents hate him and are so disappointed in me for marrying such a so-called no-future loser. I disagree. He just needs patience, and I'm the only one providing that to him. I'm not sure what to do. Please help me. I want to know if having a family with him is the right thing to do. Definitely not. No, absolutely not. That it shouldn't even be your concern right now. Your concern should be getting out of this abusive relationship. You have a kitchen fork scar on your leg. All right?
Oh my gosh.
You're afraid if you do have children with him, he would beat them too. Your parents hate him. His parents said he's no good. They call him a no future loser. I gotta ask you, what's wrong with you? I mean, you have to know that this isn't right. You're not doing him any favors by staying with him. You're doing yourself a disservice. You don't have any children with this type of man. You don't do that. You write about how much you love him. Does he love you? Obviously not. If a man who loves you will not put a kitchen fork scar on your leg, he won't beat you, okay? You obviously have no self-love. You've got to have some self-love here. You have some low self-esteem. Why would you think you need to take this type of abuse? I don't get that part. You shouldn't. You don't deserve this, but you are taking it. I just tell you, don't allow yourself to be treated by him this way. You have to stop it. You know you can leave him, right? And you are definitely right. Stop making excuses for him. You have to grow a backbone. You have to stand up for yourself. You will always, always get beaten down by him, get disrespected by him, and abused by him. Go to your parents. Go to someone who, you have to have someone in your life who'll help you. They'll help you get rid of him. Well, I don't mean it like that, but they'll help you rid yourself of
Can
him.
Can I talk? Can I talk? Yeah. See, Shirley, I agree with everything you said, but we're skirting around the issue here.
I know.
See,
Go ahead,
I get sick of these letters right here. Yeah. So I'm just going to talk blunt to you, because obviously you need somebody to talk blunt to you. Because for you to even write the letter, you know something wrong. Yeah. This ain't about no whether you should have kids with this man or not. Now, I want to know if having a family with him is the right thing to do. I don't even think staying married to his ass is a smart thing to do. Let alone bring some kids into the mess. He already kicking your tail all up and down the house. You bring some kids in there, them kids don't stand a chance. Abusive people are abusive people. There's no line for it. If you beat your wife, you beat your kids. But you sitting with this man that's putting his hands on you, scarring your leg and all this shit. What you stuck on stupid part are you? These type of letters piss me off. And then you sit up in here and then you say, my mother-in-law says he's no good, but I love him. What do you love about him? What is about this man that's lovable? Right. Don't nobody like him but you. What you love, what he do for you that's so loving? Kicking your tail all over the house. You scared to come in the house. You need patience. You say something crazy. Here this fool come. Fine off. You know, what?
Exactly.
You know.
No, I get it.
You know, what? You, lady, I'm so mad right now, but I love him. You know, you love him. I don't think this is about how much you love him. I think it's more about how much you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a butthole. Do you understand me? He's a no good butthole of a man. Now, what's wrong with you for loving such a man? What do you think? How and why do you think so less of yourself that you would tolerate this from him? I have no one to turn to but him. First of all, if I'm steady turning to somebody and they whooping my ass.
Come on.
See, what you can't do is I turn to you and you give me an ass whooping. I immediately quit turning to you. But you have no one to turn to but him. So what do you mean? You actually have no one who will jump on you but him? Mm. There's no one else you could think of who could whoop your butt quite as good as he be putting that whooping on you. Mm. That's really what I'm hearing in this letter. And I'm sorry that I'm talking bluntly to you.
No, you got
okay. You need this conversation. Because obviously the conversation your mother and in-laws and everybody having with you ain't working. So now you done call Steve. So just we're on the radio show. I probably can't do it like this on my talk show. But on this radio show, I want you to understand something. You getting your tail whooped. You going to mess around till he kill you.
Yeah,
that's real talk.
Get out. Mm-hmm. Get out.
That's where these relationships go to. A lot of women in prison who done took out something on their man. I ain't mad at them, but hey, don't get yourself in that position.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.